482, that is. Let's sing it together. 482. remember a couple of years ago it was, we were singing this song. It was here at camp. And it struck me. It was at the Chinese retreat. I don't know if anybody's ever come to the Chinese retreat. Some of you, I think, have. And I happened to be here, and I don't know Chinese. And yet I tried to turn it into an English retreat, at least for a little bit of the time, and the translators were good. And I remember we sang this song. We sang, and I was so blessed because I stood here, and we were singing. And I looked around, and I think everybody that was singing, they really meant it. I mean, they didn't. Is in the love of Jesus something wonderful to me? There will never be a sweeter story. I mean, it's almost like sometimes it could be like a death dirge, and this isn't supposed to be that kind of a song. But I looked around, and every one of them, they were just beaming. It struck me because I never saw a group of people look like that when they sang a song. And I don't know if it was just that song. Maybe that was a particular great, wonderful song for Chinese people to sing. I don't know. But I think the truth of it just enamored them and gripped their hearts. The love of Jesus is something wonderful to me. There will never be a sweeter story. Story of the Savior's love divine. Love that brought him from the realms of glory to save a sinful soul like mine. Oh, and you could hardly, or can you? You could hardly contain yourself when you think of the great love of Jesus for you, for me, for us. And I'm not trying to put a different expression on anybody's face, and I don't know that the expression on your face wasn't that nice to start with because I didn't look. But as we sang this first verse, I thought, I remember back those few years ago when we just sang and people just beamed and just radiated the love of Jesus because it was so wonderful to them. Lord, make it wonderful to us. Lord, the thought that you saved a wretch like me. Yes, I know that your blood can make the vilest sinner clean. Because, Lord, you reached down to where we all were in our depravity and our sinful condition, and you brought us out of the miry clay, and you set our feet upon a rock, and you put a new song into our mouth, even praise unto our God. And how thankful we are for it. And Jesus, if we, throughout the ages of eternity, are with you and sing, we'll be singing about your love. The love that brought you from the realms of glory to save a sinful soul like ours so that we can spend eternity with you in a place that you have provided and are providing for us. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for saving my soul. Thank you for making me whole and for giving to me thy great salvation, so full, so free. Lord, we pray that every person on grounds at camp will experience that great love, that every cottager, dear Lord, let them experience your great love. May not one leave without knowing that Jesus loves them. And not only that, but that they, in response to that great love, have opened their hearts, and there too, their hearts, their little hearts, have been filled with love for Jesus. For the village, for Natick, for Nonantum, Lord, every boy. Lord, sometimes it takes a couple days, it takes a little time, and you're working, and you're softening, and you're drawing, and you're speaking. And Lord, sometimes there's a battle, and there's a conflict, but Lord, we're trusting with the counselors, as they have faith for each one of the boys, that you're winning out, and you're going to be glorified, and you're going to win them for the kingdom of God. Lord, we pray that that will be so. Lord, and before these boys go back home, wherever they're from, they'll go back home with the realization that Jesus is real. He lives in my heart, and his love has won my heart. Grant that, Lord. Oh, we don't want to wait till the last day, but Lord, we pray today. Today is the day of your salvation, and we pray that we will be overwhelmed with that thought that Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. And help us here in Watch Rock. Lord, bless our time together this morning. Bless this day before us. We just pray that you will work in every life and every heart to will and to do of your good pleasure, and we thank you for it. Before we sing those last two verses, I just want to mention so I don't forget that right after the meeting this morning, today at Pilgrim Camp is a morning of prayer time. So nobody's mandated to stay, and some of you going back to work will have to leave. But if you'd like to stay after the meeting this morning in the prayer room, we just stay until noontime and have a time of prayer. And also, if anybody, any guests, if you're interested to use the beach is closed in the mornings. Of course, in the afternoon, the lifeguards are down there and the beach is open. But in the morning, the beach is closed. However, if you are wanting to use the beach in the water and jump in and swim, just let that be known. Let the office know that you want to. You'd like to do that. It's not an encumbrance. It's not, they just need to know so they can have a lifeguard down there, a state law. And so just let it be known. Otherwise, the beach is closed in the mornings. Okay, I think that's hopefully clear. Let's sing the second, third stanzas. Here we go, second verse. Boundless as the universe around me, reaching to the farthest soul away.
Take our place till we
the hymn book. It's in the white book also, I think. But number three, the easy way to understand that, Sister Naomi, is when you come in the north, you leave in the south, and at camp, if you came in that door, you're to leave through that door. If you came in that one, you can leave through there. And that's the easy way, but I like her explanation a lot better, that we can be changed. And this is the song that we're going to sing, and that phrase at the end of the song, it just comes right from the Bible, where the Apostle Paul says, as we look to Jesus, it's not what door you came in and what door you go out, but what's important is what you do while you're there. And if we look to Jesus while we're here, I mean, if you do other stuff while you're here, take a good long nap or something, you're not going to really be changed. But if you behold him, we're changed from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. So let's sing together number three. If you'd like to stand, would you like to change your position? We can do that. Love divine, all. Jesus, we want to be good trees. And Lord, you know that we're not. But you said, make the tree good. Lord, only you can do that, and it takes more of you and less of us. It takes God to make us good. You alone are good. Lord, we need help this morning again. We pray a little bit more of ourselves to go away, and a little bit more of Jesus to come in and displace us. Change us, Lord, this morning, and make us good. Lord Jesus, for your name's sake, and we look to you, Jesus. Our eyes are on you, and you're working in us to make those changes this day.
Yes.
Lord, take away our bent to sinning. Lord, help us. Come to us. Work in us. You see the refining that we need. You see the overhaul that we might need. But Lord, we want to be good trees. We want to act justly. We want to love mercy, and we want to walk humbly before you. And we ask that you help us today. Change us today more and more to what you want us to become. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, change my heart, oh God. Work in us, oh Lord Jesus. We look right. Jesus, change. Hallelujah.
O love of God, so rich and pure, so measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure the saints and
we just would sing them. But I know that many of you maybe don't, so we have to open the book. It's in the white book that you have, and the song is entitled The Love of God. And I think it would be well that we sang it also this morning.
105.
105. Thank you. 105. Jesus.
Oh,
Well, I too am happy to be at camp and for the presence of God. And I'm so thankful that God works in the meetings at camp and out of the meetings at camp. But it's really a wonderful thing. I thought again this morning, we could... Now, I'm not going to do this. Some of you are going to be disappointed that I'm not. I was going to say, we could close the meeting now. And we've had a meeting. Now you say, no, you need preaching to have a meeting. Well, if you had your ears open, you've already heard a sermon. You know, the singing and the time that we have before the preaching is not just preliminaries. It's the meeting. It's all part of the meeting. And I feel this way at home, too, sometimes. Before I get up to say something, I feel as if we've already had a sermon. It's been preached through three songs and two testimonies, or however it's come across. But it's not just a lot of whatever gobbledygook that goes on and everybody unloading what they've been thinking of during the past 6 years. But God speaks, and he pieces together in such a wonderful mosaic, little pieces here and little pieces there. And he wants to change us this morning, and he wants to fill us more with himself and his love, and he wants that love to grip us. And if you've heard him say that, you've already heard the sermon. But we want to have a Bible study also, so we will. But I'm thankful, and to that end, you know, when we come to meetings, the Apostle Paul, it's in the Bible says everybody, somebody contributes something. Now, maybe your contribution is your abject silence. That could be a wonderful contribution, depending on what you want to say. But, you know, God wants to use different members of the body. He wants to use, I mean, this might be an impossible thought, but he wants to use you. He might want to use you. He might want to use you to testify. And you might think, well, you know, my testimony is so insignificant. It doesn't really... Oh, no. I don't think so. If God prompts you and puts into your heart a word that you should share, you should share it, because it's part of the meeting. It's part of what God wants to say and what he wants to speak. If there's a song that's in your heart to sing, whether it's a Could We Sing number, or if it's just you start singing that song. If God put that song in your heart, then you should do that. We should all feel free, not only this morning, but all the meetings, in the mornings and in the evenings, to do what the Lord would have us to do. The song says, there's a song that has an expression, a line, it says, ready to have you use me or not be used at all. Whatever you want, Lord. I'm here to do what you want me to do. And I'm thankful, very thankful for the contributions to the meeting. Not because I'll run out of things to do or songs to sing or things to say. That's not a problem. The problem is maybe the Lord wants you to say it. And maybe the Lord wants you to sing it. And maybe he doesn't want me to say it or sing it. And whatever the Lord wants, that's what we desire. And that's what makes part of what makes Pilgrim Camp meetings so special. That God is able to tap from different resources of those who are available and ready to be used and speak. And so I'm thankful for what we've already heard.